اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all and respected brothers and sisters. Here is again Ali Nasser with me and Fawad Haider. So we're really happy that we, inshallah, today we're going to have another class of our Quranic classes. So in this session, inshallah, again, we're going to work on some of the verses of the Quranic Kareem from Surah Al-Baqarah. And we will be explaining some of the explanations, some of the meanings of the verses of the Quran Kareem, and also especially we will work on the Tajweed rules practically on the verses of the Quran Kareem. So Ali Nasser and Fawad Haider, if you're ready, let's recite a salawat and start our class.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
faraj. Okay, today I will work on verse number 6 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Inna alladhina kafaru, and up to verse number 10, Fi qulubihim maradun. Okay, inshallah, let's listen to these verses of the Quran Kareem.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal ladhina kafaru sawa'un 'alayhim a anzartahum am lam tunzirhum la yu'minun. Qatamallahu 'ala qulubihim wa 'ala sam'ihim wa 'ala ولهم عذاب عظيم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم
يكذبون. Okay, great, alhamdulillah, nice recitation. Let's recite it together, okay? I will recite once and you should repeat after me, all right? So,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم.
سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
So in these verses of the Quran Karim, Allah Almighty is describing those people who are disbelievers, okay? Those people who have no faith in Islam and in the oneness of Allah Almighty, okay? So basically, Allah Almighty is describing them this way, that, O Prophet, if you, okay, trying to warn these people who have no faith, or even if you do not warn them, it's just one case for them. They will never accept it. Okay? And there to whom if you warn, and lam tunzirhum if you do not warn them, if you do not, like, announce the result of their kufr, okay, in the day of judgment, okay? Even if you say, even if you do not say, nothing. It's equal for them. It's the same for them. أَنذَرْتُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. They will
never
not have faith. They will not believe, okay? So then Allah Almighty says that, so this is the result of their kufr. Now, Fawad Haider and Ali Nasir, let's go for the Tajweed rules, inshallah, okay? And also recitation. Ready, inshallah?
Yes.
Okay, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
I talk too much. Maybe our friends are kind of sleeping now, okay? Let's recite a loud salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
So in the first ayah, إن الذين كفروا, we have إن, right?
Yes.
حمزة إي has to be pronounced correctly. Do not get it wrong, okay? It's not عين sound. إي, إن. Exactly like the letter A in English, or the letter E, yes, or the letter I.
Yes.
Ink, N. English, so they start with E sound. Make sure, okay, you pronounce it correctly. Then Noon has a tashdeed. Whenever we have Noon mushaddad, there is like a ghunna sound, yes? And you have to prolong it for two counts.
Yes.
For what? Recite it.
Inna
ladhina. Great. Ladhina dhal has to be pronounced correctly. And then there is a yamad ladhina. Inna ladhina. It's wrong. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ Oh, everyone. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ Fawad?
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ
أحسن, mashallah.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
One thing I have to tell you, that you don't have to be scared of kind of recitation, okay? There are people who are scared. They do not let their voice come out. Okay, your vocal, practice on your vocals, okay? Inna alladhina. If you do not let your voice come out, okay? It will stuck there and you will be no longer able to kind of recite correctly. And you will go out of breath during recitation. Let it come out, okay? Just take it easy. It's okay. No one is going to punish you or kind of blame you. Okay, why are you so loud? Nothing. No, just recite it. Inna alladhina. Go on. Louder.
Inna alladhina.
Ahsan, mashallah. It's better. Kafaru sawa'un. Sawa'un. There is a mad. We have alif mad. Then we have hamza. What type of mad is it?
واجب متصل
واجب متصل فواد not جائز منفصل why because Hamza and حرف المد both are in the same word سواء it's one word it means equal the same so سواء for six counts or five counts yes
yes
إن الذين كفروا سواء go on one two three go on recite it
إن الذين كفروا سواء
عليهم. أحسن عليهم ما شاء الله. عليهم the pronunciation of عين. Be careful, okay? عين عليهم, not عليهم. عليهم maybe it has another meaning because it's همزة. عليهم. It's not like Persian or something, yeah? From the top part of your throat, okay? But in the middle part, sorry. But with an sound. Remember kind of you're biting, you really want to bite an apple, okay? A yummy apple you want to bite. Yeah, you open your mouth, big one, kind of. I want to take a bite, okay? That's the sound of.
Yes.
I want to eat an apple. Practice this, okay? You can figure out how ayn sounds like. Hamza is okay? Ayn. Next one, sawa'un alayhim, ha. The pronunciation of the letter ha has to be a soft ha, okay?
Light.
Just breathe out. Yes, a light one. Ha. Let's reset up to this part.
Inna alladhina kafaru sawa'un alayhim.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم.
أحسن عليهم. Great. The next word is a bit difficult because two Hamza sounds are there. Okay, Hamza and عين, they are difficult. أأنذرتهم. نون ساكن plus ذال from the rest of the letters. What rule is applied?
Ikhfa.
Hide the sound of noon. A'anzartahum. Recite it, both of you.
A'anzartahum.
Ahsan. Next one. Am lam tunzirhum. Recite it again. Ikhfa, yes. Tunzirhum. Ikhfa.
Am lam tunzirhum.
أم لم تنذرهم.
أحسن. أأنذر. را is pronounced heavily because there is a فتح sound before. تنذرهم. There is a كسر sound before. Yes. It is lightly pronounced.
Yes.
لا يؤمنون. Yeah. يؤمنون همزة. That's not واو. همزة. It's همزة but on the top of واو. So Hamza has only one form, that form you see, okay? Like the head of the letter عين. But it just appears either on the top of alif, beneath alif, or on the top of waw, on the top of ya. So it can come anywhere, but not on the top of ba, on the top of lam, okay? So these three, حروف المد, Hamza will be on the top of them, okay?
Yes.
So let's recite this ayah once again, inshallah. In the next session, we'll continue towards the practical rules of Tajweed rules of the next ayahs, okay? Ayat or verses.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ.
أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسن. Thank you so much. Let's recite the salawat and also give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Xavier International Schools Network. Inshallah, we'll be back. Stay with us. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه. تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان، إليه تنصت الأكوان.